Morning and welcome to NJTPA. Thank you everyone for coming. It's a great crowd. Thanks in particular to our partners at the Federal Highway and Transit Administrations for joining us today, as well as our colleagues from AMPO. We have a great panel of speakers. The FAST Act, Fixing America's Surface Transportation Act, was signed into law in December, and we're still learning how it is affecting the landscape for transportation planning and investment here in New Jersey and around the country. One thing we do know is that the FAST Act has once again allowed us to engage in multi-year planning of investments. We're fortunate to have a five-year bill following many years of short-term extensions. For the NJTPA, the nation's fifth largest metropolitan planning organization, this is a very welcome development. It allows us and our partner agencies to do a better job of planning and programming over $2 billion of investments each year. So that's one piece of good news, and there are others, such as new freight-related programs and greater flexibility for Amtrak in funding work on the Northeast Corridor. But there are questions and concerns as well, as we've seen the elimination of some programs and reduced funding to others. But there are questions and concern. But today we will be learning more about the FAST Act, the good and the bad. Our presenters work with this legislation and related federal programs on a daily basis and have a wealth of knowledge to share. I'm certain you will find the forum worthwhile and walk away knowing much more about this important measure. I'd now like to turn things over to Hunterdon County Freeholder and NJTPA Second Vice Chair Matt Holt, who has been very involved in the NJTPA's federal policy and legislative efforts in recent years. He's going to introduce our speakers and get the program started. Thank you very much. Matt?